It was Halloween, so all the kids in little Johnny's class had brought the teacher a gift. Little Susie comes up with some Kit Kats, and little Billy brought up some Honeycrisp apples, and little Johnny comes up with this little bag. He says, "Here you go, teacher. I got something you could use, but please don't look into it until you go home tonight." Well, naturally, she got a little curious, and she opens up the bag, and she says, "Little Johnny, you need to see me after school." So nervously, little Johnny goes there after school, and says, "All right, teacher, what can I do for you?" She says, "Little Johnny, you got me crotchless panties. What'd you do that for?" He says, "Well, teach, I thought it would be something that you could use so you can get a nice tight grip on your broom tonight."
I will never regret someone that I had an amazing time and experience with. Even if we fall off, you made my life special at a certain time. We grew together, even though we grew apart. Thank you.
I'm leaving home for the coastline.
Today's word of the day is
coruscation.
Definition: of light, flash, or sparkle.
As Carl von Clausewitz said, pursue one great, decisive aim with force and determination. Whatever it is that you're going to do in your life, if you have any interest in doing something extraordinary, if you have any interest in performing better than other people, if you have any interest in doing something that will be remembered, this is the takeaway for you. Pick one thing and do it with force and determination. The only way that you're going to be able to push past the mountain of obstacles that is going to try to stop you is to have maniacal focus, to know exactly what you want, to have clarity of purpose, to have a crystal clear vision in your mind of what you're trying to accomplish, something that you could tell anybody in a single sentence. When you have that and you stare at it all day and you think about exactly how you're going to make it happen and you tie your identity to it, then you've got a chance. Because then, my friends, when that obstacle comes before you, you will muster the force that you need to destroy that obstacle. And as Jocko Willing said, most of us aren't defeated in one decisive battle. We're defeated one tiny, seemingly insignificant surrender at a time that chips away at who we should really be. That's how we lose. It's in those little moments, the quiet moments, when nobody's looking, where it seems like it just doesn't matter. And so we take the easy path. We take the surrender. We don't worry about pushing back. We don't muster the force that that obstacle demands, because it's hard. It's challenging. It's fear-inducing. It may spike your anxiety. But as you sit there and think about that moment in isolation, you fail to see the grander picture of what happens when one person is whittled away one chip at a time. It's called the death of a thousand cuts. Any one of them by themselves is nothing, but when you take them as a holistic thing, suddenly you cease to be the person that you could be. If you were willing to muster the force and determination to see yourself through to the end of what it is that you set out to accomplish, it is not going to be easy. In fact, it is going to be incredibly hard. It will challenge everything about who you are. But if you can do it, at the end of that journey, you will be a fundamentally different person. In fact, that is the point, my friends, of going on a journey. The journey is never the point. The point is always self-transformation. But if you want to transform the self in those moments where it's called for, you must muster force and determination.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Crews and tools assembling at the Baltimore Bridge collapse. ABC's Dave Packer.
The recovery operation in Baltimore will face a number of significant challenges, including the sheer size of the debris that will have to be removed from on top of the ship, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
To see a freight that is nearly the size of the Eiffel Tower, and to see that same freight with the key bridge resting on top of it.
Among the cranes, the largest on the East Coast, which can pick up 1,000 tons.
Missing from the traditional Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum, Pope Francis. The Vatican said the last-minute decision was made over concerns about his health. Pope has been battling respiratory infections for months. Tomorrow, Francis is expected to preside over a lengthy evening Easter vigil in St. Peter's. Dozens of Christians sheltering in the Holy Family Church in Gaza City gathered to attend Good Friday Mass. About 600 people are living in the church complex after the Israel-Hamas war erupted, says the director of the church's shelter. A U.S. State Department report in 2022 said about 1,300 Christians lived in Gaza and 50,000 Christian Palestinians live in the West Bank and Jerusalem.
New efforts to jumpstart another round of talks on a six-week Gaza ceasefire. Israel's prime minister announcing he will send negotiating teams back to both Qatar and Egypt in the coming days. That after Hamas rejected the latest proposal crafted by the U.S. Disputes remain on how many Gazans will return to the northern part of the Strip, the IDF's redeployment, and how many jailed Palestinians will be released in exchange for 40 Israeli hostages.
ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem. There has to be more good lower inflation evidence before the nation's central bank cuts interest rates, says Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. A Commerce Department report out today noted prices did drop some more the past month. You're listening to ABC News. A final goodbye for former Connecticut Senator and VP candidate Joe Lieberman, former Vice President Al Gore delivering a eulogy for his running mate in 2000.
Thought for a season we had won together, but... Well, you know that part of the story. You win some, you lose some, and then there's that little-known third category.
Joe Lieberman died Wednesday after complications from a fall. He was 82. Pioneering actor Louis Gossett Jr. has died.
Louis Gossett Jr. played the tough-as-nails Sergeant Foley in 1982's An Officer and a Gentleman.
I said fall in, you slimy worms!
The role won him an Oscar and a place in the history books as the first black person to win Best Supporting Actor. He was 46 when he won the Oscar, but his career started when he was just 16. He made his Broadway debut in Take a Giant Step in 1953. His career would include 8 Emmy nominations, including one win, and most recently a nod in 2020 for his role in HBO's Watchmen. And he also co-starred in last year's remake of The Color Purple. Louis Gossett Jr. was 87. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A case out of Florida, 2 10-year-old students arrested after a handgun was sold at Country Oaks Elementary School. Police say one of the boys, the son of a deputy, agreed to sell his deceased father's weapon for $300. Happened in February, but was discovered this week after police say they found ammunition in the backpack of the other student. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The following program can be heard across platforms such as Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And with that being said, the Ace of Alone Show starts right now.
Every step I've ever taken in the wrong direction helped me get to where I am today and led to monumental moments in my life that I would not have got.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Friday. This is Ace Valone Show, and I'm still the aforementioned Ace Valone. Now, today, before we get into what we're going to get into, I would like to share with y'all my new favorite song. As of right now, this song beat out Can't Stop Me Now by Oh The Larceny. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
I only feel
That was Only by Jelly Roll. Like I said, that is my new favorite song as of right now. And Jelly Roll's been, you know, he's been up there a few songs, a time or two. You know, first was Save Me, then with Brantley Gilbert, Son of a Dirty South. And now his this song Only. So, yeah. My uncle actually got me hooked on to Jelly Roll, so, yeah, and I didn't think much of it, because, but yeah, no, I listened to it, and man, I was just hooked. But yeah, that's that, and today is Listen Along number 32, coincidentally, taking it back to WrestleMania 32 back in 2016. Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker in a Hell in a Cell match. The backstory behind this: after leaving the WWE in 2009 and then returning 7 years later, Shane McMahon comes back and he wants one thing and one thing only. He wants control of Monday Night Raw. He wants control of WWE. So, his dad, Vince McMahon, says, "All right, I'll give you what you want. As long as you have one match, one night. The night, WrestleMania, the match versus The Undertaker inside Hell in a Cell." So, basically, Vince is just throwing his son directly at the wolves. I mean, damn, what a way to, like, come back, you know? Fuck. But yeah, no, and then this rivalry heats up, you know, on the, you know, some brawls would ensued. Some verbal jousting on the mic. And then at one point, Shane McMahon would hit a leap of faith elbow to The Undertaker. That's when The Undertaker, or an opponent... So what the leap of faith elbow is when an opponent is prone on the announce table, and Shane will pretty much leap from the top rope inside the ring and then dive onto whoever his opponent is. Put an elbow drop to the table. One of the cleanest things I've ever seen. But Shane McMahon, like, is the ultimate risk taker. He takes the most brutal bumps you've ever seen. And I don't know how his body's not broken down, but yeah. He's crazy. But with that being said, I'm going to get the matchup, well, the match queued up, and we can take it from there. Will Shane come back after 7 years and defeat The Undertaker, not only inside Hell in a Cell, but also at WrestleMania? Or will The Undertaker add to his legend and add to his legacy with another WrestleMania win? That's the question. So, hope you guys enjoy Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker inside Hell in a Cell from WrestleMania 32.
Reactions I'd ever seen.
The last person I thought I would see on Monday Night Raw.
I don't think even Shane expected the reaction that he got.
So what's this all about?
Simple. I want control. Monday Night Raw.
This is about legacy. And I want this business to be around for the fifth generation and the sixth and the seventh and so on. And the way it's heading, it's not going that way.
It seems to me almost like a Game of Thrones type scenario where the prodigal son returns to take control of what was always promised to him. Comes to reclaim his birthright.
I'll give you what you want. As long as you have one match, one night. WrestleMania! And your opponent, The Undertaker. Hell in a Cell.
The fact that this match takes place in Hell in a Cell is obviously an advantage for Taker. Speaking from experience, you get in there with The Undertaker, that door closes, the mood changes, something inside you changes.
The most cold-hearted, destructive force in the history of WWE.
A man who is willing to do anything, and a structure that redefines the word anything.
Yes, he is my instrument of destruction. Undertaker is also my bitch. And if Undertaker does not defeat Shane, then this WrestleMania will be the Undertaker's last. Shane McMahon is gonna fight until he draws his last breath. But WrestleMania is my yard. Hell in a Cell is my house.
You may be my father's instrument of destruction, but I am the instrument of change here in the WWE. And if I have to cement my legacy by destroying yours, then that's what I have to do.
You need to watch your mouth, Rich Boy. You don't get to talk about my legacy.
WrestleMania 2 years ago, your legacy died.
WrestleMania, the very stage you
created. I am going to take 40 years of pent-up aggression, hostility, and I'm going to let it all loose.
Thank you.
For the 14th time in his career, The Undertaker enters his yard. Hell in a Cell. And emphatically slamming the door shut. This is his third Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania. And could Undertaker be shutting the door on Shane McMahon's legacy?
Old when I first saw The Undertaker make his debut in Survivor Series 1990, and to this day, that incredible aura, that presence, still like no other.
And here we go, match is underway, Undertaker versus Shane. We talked to Shane McMahon earlier on today, John. He said that the key to tonight is air. The more The Undertaker does, the more his air is taken away, and it gives Shane McMahon a chance.
Yeah, that's if Shane McMahon can last.
The longer this match goes, the more, you said, it'll favor Shane.
If this match goes underneath 10 minutes, Undertaker wins. The only chance Shane has, and it's not a good one, is that this match goes long. And Shane McMahon somehow is able to withstand the ferocity of The Undertaker.
Undertaker misses with the right. Now Shane McMahon, the shot into the breadbasket. I think you'll see that going down low a lot tonight. Forcing The Undertaker to take shorter breaths, not bring as much air into his lungs, and give Shane a chance.
We've seen those training videos from Shane, that Muay Thai training, jiu-jitsu. We know he's got the win. We know he's got the conditioning.
Well, Byron, you said you were 9 years old when you first saw The Undertaker. I was 40 years old when he chokeslammed me through my own limousine. I have been in there with a dead man, and let me tell you something. Shane's strategy is as risky as it can be.
But, John, you've also been in the ring with Shane McMahon.
I know how much punishment Shane McMahon can take. I've seen him.
Undertaker driving a knee to the midsection, and then a right hand. Shane down to his knees, trying to fight back with a right of his own, and Undertaker looking to smother Shane O'Mac.
The only hope that Shane McMahon has is that he can withstand the onslaught of The Undertaker.
Yeah, and the man who's known as the best pure striker in the history of WWE. The Undertaker, but a jab by Shane, caught Undertaker in the jaw, but Shane's driven down now in the corner.
I think that harsh reality of being inside Hell in a Cell with The Undertaker's starting to set in here.
Yeah, Shane sent through the rope and onto the floor. Undertaker methodically taking his time. Shane will continue to fight.
Well, you know Shane's going to continue to fight, but you don't know how much good it's going to do.
He's in there against a man who's won 22 times at WrestleMania. Think about that. Undertaker has won on this stage 22 times in his career.
It's the greatest dominance in any sport.
And Shane with lefts and rights and now backing Undertaker into the corner. And then a one big blow drives Shane to his knee again and then a boot to the face.
Yeah, that's the key. Undertaker has been able to withstand that flurry from Shane, but again, one shot and all of a sudden it's advantage Undertaker.
Into the corner, Undertaker lifting Shane up. Snake eyes! Shane with a flying elbow out of desperation.
But Undertaker's up first.
Yeah, and I think he's just stunned that Shane was able to deliver that type of offense. Let's make no mistake about it, John. Shane has been in and won some big matches in his career.
Look, Shane McMahon has done it before. He won a last man standing match at the Big Show. He won a street fight one time with Shawn Michaels. But you're talking about a guy who has been in there in thousands and thousands of big matches in The Undertaker.
Almost turned into a game of cat and mouse here. Shane the Mouse trying to stay away from the big cat, The Undertaker. Again, here's Snake Eyes, but watch Shane with his desperation offense and that flying elbow.
Yeah, but in your little game of cat and mouse, though, Michael, how many times have the mice ever pinned the cat?
Oh, and Shane!
They haven't. They just try to escape. There's no escape. We have Hell in a Cell. And Shane is in there with the Phenom. Mr. McMahon's greatest creation of WrestleMania, and the man who has dominated it, is about to vanquish Mr. McMahon's son.
Oh, this is not good.
Wisely backed his way around the corner. Now a slide into the ring. Taker's a veteran. He's not going to be drawn in like that. Shane catches him with the right.
Shane says, bring it.
And now Shane
straight to the back of the neck, and Undertaker, though, dragging Shane out. What you talking about? Say, John, about catching the mouse. Oh. Oh, no, Shane knocked down.
Nice, don't win. They can escape. They don't win.
I think we all had thoughts throughout the last few weeks, John, and just hoping it wasn't going to happen, that this match was going to turn ugly. And it could be on its way to that, especially if The Undertaker, who weighs in at 309 pounds, can deliver this running leg drop across, out of the apron and out of the chest of Shane.
This is the Undertaker's playground. And he is having his way with Shane.
Watch, John, you felt this.
Yeah, the worst part in the world is seeing that massive Undertaker coming down, knowing he's going to land on you. Look, Shane, ain't not a damn thing you can do about it. This could be over quick. Here we go.
Undertaker looking for the last ride.
Hour.
Last ride for Shane McMahon. Goodbye. Shane planted. Undertaker.
Goodbye, Shane.
Shane got up. Shane got the shoulder up at 2.5.
How in the world did Shane do that?
Undertaker can't believe it either. Watch the impact to Shane here from the Undertaker. I thought it was over right there. I think the Undertaker did too. Undertaker saying, stay down. The Phenom.
Shane, we know Shane's not going to quit. When you get planted enough, whether you want to quit or not, your body doesn't respond. Because Shane has done some crazy, insane things. We're in Hell in a Cell.
Come on, John, we're talking about the Phenom, though, the Undertaker at WrestleMania.
The Undertaker's got valuable time just to decide how he's going to attack, how he's going to strike next.
And let's not forget what's at stake for The Undertaker here tonight. He needs to win, or we're never going to see him in a match at WrestleMania. The Undertaker understands it. It's not just about Shane's legacy. It's about his own. And now he has those steps in the ring, and he's looking to put Shane away. And you can only imagine a tombstone could be in Shane McMahon's future.
Well, Shane's legacy may be on the verge of ending.
And look at Shane trying to wrap up Undertaker. Look at this triangle. Triangle submission.
He's got it.
Shane's got Undertaker in that triangle.
And the one thing about it is, with Shane with those pants on, it's like wearing a gi. You don't have a slipping problem that you could have. He was trained by the Gracies.
And Undertaker's
fading.
They
understand that very well.
Undertaker could be fading. The triangle is in. The triangle submission is in.
Oh, my word. Can Shane actually pull this off?
Yeah, Shane could pull this off. Undertaker, if Undertaker fades, if Undertaker passes out of here, this one's over. And Shane McMahon will defeat, upset the Undertaker inside Hell in a Cell. And Shane's feeling it, and he's confident. And look at him go. And Undertaker.
Shane knew this could be his one chance, his only chance.
Undertaker's foaming for the mouth there as he tries to reach back to break this hold against Shane McMahon. But Shane's got it locked in. And all that training, Shane's been putting himself through.
Shane's shoulders are down.
Shane. And that forced it. That forced the break of the triangle. The fact that Shane got his shoulders down.
Brilliant presence by The Undertaker. He couldn't get to the ropes because there's no disqualification.
Now Shane with a kick to The Undertaker has to stay on the attack. Shane has to keep bringing the fight now to The Undertaker.
Uh-oh.
Maybe not.
He's your
Undertaker.
Set to
go. Choke slam on the steps. Wow. Shane stayed in it. Last ride, John. Choke slam on the steps, and Undertaker's trying to figure out now what he's got to do.
Undertaker will figure it out.
Watch this impact. The choke slam. Shane's 230-pound frame driven into the steps. But John, the match continues now, and Undertaker showing signs perhaps of becoming winded. What we talked about earlier on in the match. Well, the longer it goes.
I'm not sure it's winning. That triangle choke took a lot out of the Undertaker.
Went for the elbow, and Shane rolled out of the way, and Undertaker landed right on the steel.
What can Shane McMahon do with this recovery time now?
Shane McMahon is doing everything he can just to stay alive in this match.
Yeah, just trying to get back to his feet here.
Now, Shane's legacy is at stake as well. He's been disowned by his father. His only chance here is to find a way somehow to defeat The Undertaker.
That's a big somehow, though. Shane just trying to get back to his feet. Undertaker struggling as well. Begging for more.
Oh, hell, but Shane sucked him in. Undertaker
sucked him in.
Face first into the steel.
Just like he did before the triangle choke.
Shane McMahon now crawling to the cover. Shane going into the cover. He's going to hook the leg. Looking for the win here. Oh, Undertaker kicked out. Oh. And there was another look. The DDT planting Undertaker face first on the steps. Been a warrior. He's never given up. The stakes have never been higher than they are tonight as he delivers the elbow through the chest of the Undertaker like he did through the table last week. Cover. Undertaker sits up in two. And Shane with a left to the Undertaker. Undertaker fight back and it's Hell's Gate time. Undertaker with Hell's Gate. Submission move. Shane's in trouble.
It all fade away right now for Shane.
The Undertaker looking to take Shane straight to hell with the Hell's Gate. Shane's fading. Undertaker's got it locked in good. Shane's got nowhere to go. Shane's fading.
Undertaker knows enough to keep one of those shoulders up.
And you see the official great position for Mike Chioda, making sure the Undertaker's not in a pinning predicament. As Shane now fading to the Hell's Gate, the submission move by the Undertaker. Shane's fighting. Shane's fighting, though. Shane's fighting.
What do you say, Shane? You want to give it up?
Referee asking Shane if he wants to give it up, but Shane's still staying in it. Well, maybe that was the last gasp. Wait, Shane.
He is.
Shane slipped out. Shane slipped out, reversed it. Shane slipped out, reversed it on the Undertaker. Shane stepped right on the back of the hamstring of the Undertaker. What the hell is he looking to do here? Oh, my God, John.
It's a sharpshooter.
Shane
has got a sharpshooter on the Undertaker.
You gotta be kidding me.
Shane turned the Hell's Gate into a sharpshooter. And he's sitting back, and Taker's in trouble. Man, this has been absolutely incredible. Courageous effort by Shane. And Undertaker able to use his strength.
Strength of Undertaker too much for Shane McMahon to hold on.
Yeah, but John, how much was taken out of the Undertaker? Or Shane in the Hell's Gate, for that matter?
You know, Shane came in here with a crazy strategy. And now it goes from a dominant Undertaker to almost a pick'em right now. Hey, Shane's crazy strategy of just survive is working.
You said, John, the longer this match goes, the more it's going to favor Shane.
I think Shane had zero chance in this match for just a short time. Now you're starting to see that Shane McMahon has a real chance.
Oh, yeah, Shane. With a big right, Undertaker's backed into the corner. Undertaker seems to be down and out.
All he can do is stick up his left arm and partially block those blows.
Well, Shane doesn't have much left either, but he delivers the left. And now a right hand. And Shane pummeling the Undertaker.
Shane knows he's got the Undertaker reeling right now. He knows he's got the Undertaker on the edge. If he can just figure out one more thing, one big move in his arsenal to put away the dead man.
This means
we may be about to see that one big move.
There's no way. If Shane McMahon hits this,
Shane go. Shane's found a second win.
the next gear.
Shane McMahon can defeat The Undertaker.
I think Shane senses
Shane
that
McMahon
right now.
Shane McMahon can control of Monday Night Raw and the entire WWE.
And the WWE fans can hear the chant in the background. They know what's coming. That garbage can has been placed against the chest of The Undertaker.
Everything's against all odds. There's no reason not to try it. Shane O'Mac.
He's pulled this out of his arsenal before. Shane McMahon, top rope.
He hits this.
In trouble.
He hits this. He can defeat The Undertaker.
There's no way. Shane O'Mac.
Here he goes.
Coast to coast. Coast to coast. That right there may be Shane's chance.
Shane McMahon may be about to do the unthinkable.
The impossible.
Shane McMahon with a coast-to-coast crushing that garbage can against The Undertaker. The dead man is down and out. Shane McMahon, cover.
History's
cover.
About to...
And a kick out at two. Absolutely incredible from one side of the ring to the other. Coast to coast. And that's money.
Yeah, but what does this do now to the mindset of Shane McMahon? You thought you had The Undertaker beat. You thought you hit the final blow, and The Undertaker is still in this matchup.
Yeah, but for the first time in this match, so Byron, it's a pickle. What in the world is Shane looking at?
I don't know. Shane's got to be figuring what the hell he's got to be putting. Shane's got to, he can't believe, I guess, Undertaker kicks out of the coast to coast.
I got to hand it to Shane. He is resourceful.
What do you think? Shane is clicking the pulse.
Get this.
I don't either. Shane's clicking the bolts that hold that panel in place. That steel panel here in Hell in a Cell.
What world is he planning? He's got to be in the ring to win the match.
This doesn't make any sense.
Shane obviously has some kind of plan.
Ooh, Undertaker back on his feet, meeting Shane there just outside the ring. Between the ring and the Hell in a Cell. Shane with the rights.
Whatever plan Shane had might have to change.
Shane going to that body. That was his plan.
Now Undertaker. Driving Shane right through the cell. Driving Shane right through the cell. Crashing into the German announce table. Undertaker. Watch this. Watch this impact. It backfired on Shane.
Did it ever.
Continuing the assault.
Just a barbaric attack now.
And John, I think that it's about to be the beginning of the end of Shane McMahon. Get the hell out of here. Get Undertaker. Undertaker. Undertaker destroying our announce table. He's already destroyed Shane, driving him through the panel. Onto the German announce table. And now he's looking to do the same perhaps right here for us. And a boot to Shane.
John, this Shane has no idea where he's at right now.
None. None, not at all.
He and the Phenom is 100% in his element.
Shane McMahon somehow been able to crawl his way. Undertaker now, that's the Spanish announce table that he's destroying.
Undertaker doesn't need is a weapon.
Oh, and Undertaker. A little payback from Raw last week. Shane and a monitor busted the Undertaker open on Monday Night Raw. And Undertaker with a little bit of payback. Shane is just... John, he is a mess.
This is going to be barbaric.
And Shane's driven into the corner of the barricade. His ribs.
One can only imagine what is going on in the head of the Undertaker right now.
I can imagine that right hand just drove Shane out of his boots.
Shane has unleashed the demon.
Yeah, he has unleashed the demon.
I don't know how you're going to stop
it. A long time.
This is the dead man, the one that has dominated WrestleMania for a quarter of a century. And he is in his element.
And he says it's time for Shane to rest in peace.
I don't think there's much more Shane could do.
Shane able to get the sleeper on the Undertaker. The Undertaker's in trouble.
Maybe the only thing that could have stopped the Undertaker is that right there.
Sleeper hold. Shane's got it locked in. What can Undertaker do?
He's starting to fade.
Sacrificing his own body and driving Shane through the table. Shane, desperation move by the Phenom.
Shane will go to any lengths to survive. The Undertaker will also go to any lengths to win. I said it, Shane. Whatever he'll put his body through is nothing.
Total sacrifice
compared to what the dead man will put his body through.
And again, breaking the sleeper.
Watch it!
What more can these two do to each other?
What has he got over there?
That's a tool.
We lost our monitor, so we can't see. What's he got over there,
Byron? Toolbox somewhere.
Oh, you're right, John. He's got it. Oh, my gosh. He's got a toolbox. And it bounced it off the face of the Undertaker. What these two men have been putting themselves through.
The Undertaker.
For their legacies.
A desperation move to put Shane through that table to get rid of that sleeper. And Undertaker hadn't recovered.
John, this is one of the most hellacious Hell in a Cell matches I can remember. Undertaker struggling here. Trying to somehow get himself back to his feet. Shane O'Mac's holding that big old toolbox again. Shane, I'm going to use it again. Bouncing off the skull of the Undertaker. And Undertaker, John, Undertaker's out. Undertaker is out. He's barely moving over here. Shane O'Mac trying to figure out what he's going to do. What he's going to do to put the Undertaker away. Mack.
The wheels are turning.
No. Shane's got that TV monitor again off the skull of the Undertaker.
And Undertaker is
He has no idea where he is.
None.
Shane has found a way to level the playing field.
Undertaker has no clue. Undertaker is out. Undertaker is out.
Shane, what are you doing?
Good God, Shane, don't do this. Don't even think about it.
Shane is scaling the Hell in a Cell. That's 20 feet high.
How much does your legacy mean to you, Shane? Not this, please. Come on. Not this much, Shane. For God's sakes, get him down.
Shane is climbing to the top of Hell in a Cell. Shane is climbing to the top
That's
of the 20 cell.
20-something feet in the air.
Shane is on the top of Hell in a Cell. What the hell is he thinking?
He's not thinking.
Shane, get down!
He's peering over the edge, John, looking down at the Undertaker, who's down and out on our table. And I understand this is about your legacy, this is about your family's legacy, but
you gotta think about your well-being.
Got to think about those three kids that came out here tonight. His young boys. His wife was here tonight.
No legacy is. No.
Shane McMahon is.
No.
Shane McMahon is over 20 feet.
Come on. Come on. No.
Above the floor.
No.
Shane McMahon, he can't be thinking straight. Shane O'Mac is on top of Hell in a Cell.
No, Shane, don't do it.
Can't do this. Shane.
No. No.
Oh my God.
Damn it, Shane. Stop it.
Shane, don't do
God,
this!
No!
Shane! No!
No!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
No! For the love of mankind! Shane just exploded through our table! Oh my God, it's... Somebody check on
God,
him! Somebody
heaven.
Check on Shane! Wait. Keona, get on, check on him!
Let's call some medics.
Oh my God, this is absolutely incredible. I still can't believe that we just witnessed this. That we just witnessed that.
Believe Shane would do.
I mean, this is just an.
Shane is.
John, 100,000 people have been stunned in near silence here in Dallas.
One of them. I've never seen anyone take a risk like that for stakes as big as they are.
Shane is out.
Undertaker's pulling himself out of the rumble. Shane O'Mac is absolutely helpless.
What a scene. Just absolute carnage.
The Undertaker realizes that if Shane hit that elbow, it would totally be his end. And I mean that literally. The Undertaker knows how close he came to his own demise. And I think Shane now is very close to his own.
I agree with you, John. That might have been...
How in the hell is that man moving? How has Shane McMahon even got his eyes open?
I have no idea. I don't know.
And Shane's begging for more. Shane is begging for more.
Oh.
And Undertaker cannot believe that Shane McMahon has balls
like
that.
No.
And now with Shane McMahon on his shoulder, Undertaker dragging him back inside Hell in a Cell.
Undertaker's carrying a 230-pound man that absolutely cannot defend himself. Shane McMahon is helpless.
The toll these two men have put themselves through inside Hell in a Cell.
How is Shane even moving? How's Undertaker moving for that matter?
The problem here is, what does Undertaker going to do?
And I've never seen anybody risk what Shane just did. It's some of the craziest harebrained stunt I've ever seen.
Undertaker back on his feet. Shane McMahon somehow trying to struggle to get back to his.
Undertaker looks out on his feet.
And now it's Undertaker
to his feet. And now Undertaker saying, bring it. This is the Undertaker's yard. And this is the Devil's playground. And this is WrestleMania.
And now Shane back to the Undertaker. Undertaker saying not tonight. Shane up high. Undertaker center of the ring. Undertaker with the death knell perhaps to Shane McMahon's legacy.
Mercifully, this is over.
The tombstone pile driver. The Undertaker wins.
Here is your winner.
Mr. McMahon's legacy is intact.
And The Undertaker, the Gunfighter,
will return to WrestleMania.
An absolute battle of attrition.
And I can't help but feel sorry for Shane McMahon in an attempt to regain his legacy. He's been disowned by his father. He wrestled like he was in somebody else's body. He put everything out there. And he's been vanquished. Shane McMahon promised a new beginning. And that's what he was willing to go through to get to that new beginning.
Shane McMahon was willing to sacrifice his life, his well-being, just for a better future.
Shane wanted to be an agent of change. Instead, he winds up another victim of the dead man.
And after all that, Shane McMahon still said, bring it.
What guts that took after everything Shane had been through.
It is another WrestleMania moment for The Undertaker, who brings his astonishing record to 23-1.
The greatest dominance of any era, of any genre, of any sport is right there. The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Man, that was one of the most frightening moments I've ever stood out here for. I mean, to watch Shane McMahon come off the top of Hell in a Cell, fly some 25 feet through the air, through it, through the table.
If you'd hit the Undertaker would be no more. Instead, it's Shane that is no more.
It is a scene of wreckage at ringside.
Michael, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
We can literally say that Shane tried everything possible to put the Undertaker away.
Gunfighter is walking out of his OK Corral.
The dead man,
the Phenom, has done it again at WrestleMania. If that's not the greatest energy in sports entertainment history, I don't know what is.
After tonight, no doubt.
That man is a legend. Shane was willing to put his body through hell. Undertaker happily obliged him.
Meanwhile, medical personnel have now made their way down to ringside. They're going to get inside Hell in a Cell to attend to Shane McMahon. And who knows the kind of internal injuries that Shane could have.
Yes.
can't imagine the damage that's done to Shane's spine, to his neck. Hell, he didn't break every bone in his body. And he may have. I understand legacy's important. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It just shows you, John, I mean, how much Shane really wanted this, how much he really wanted to be that agent of change here in WWE.
Again, let's just take another look at this.
And understand, that's 20-something feet. Straight down.
And Shane McMahon willingly...
What's this?
Willingly launched himself off the top of Hell in a Cell. Did this on his own. Made the decision.
And he did it for a reason. The future of the WWE hinged on that.
He's done some crazy
Shane
things.
Shane either
in his
wins
career.
It all or he loses it all. And you see what he came out with. I sure feel sorry for Shane. He's disowned by his father, and now he's being carted off on a stretcher.
I don't think after tonight, though, Johnny, is anything to be ashamed of.
Nothing but guts right there.
That is the most valiant effort I've ever seen one man fight against The Undertaker. And we've seen them all, Michael. I've never witnessed anything like what Shane McMahon just did and attempted to do. Wow.
Great show of respect from the WWE fans here tonight.
Much deserved.
I understand what that man has meant to WWE over the years. What he's given all the WWE fans. And
I keep saying it. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
John, the thing that was even more nuts, thumbs up from Shano.
Wow. Wow.
Well, there you have it. The Undertaker defeats Shane McMahon in Hell in a Cell, keeps his WrestleMania legacy intact. Just everything that Shane went to try and beat The Undertaker. That bump spot from the top of Hell in a Cell straight down to that table. I mean, good God. And to put this in perspective, John and Byron were talking about it. Byron said he was 9 years old when he first saw The Undertaker. John said he was 40 when Undertaker chokeslammed him through his limousine at SummerSlam 2000. I think it was 2004. I wasn't even born yet when The Undertaker made his debut in 1990. I wasn't even born. I was born in 96, so. But, I mean, just to put that in perspective. I mean, my Lord. But yeah, The Undertaker wins again at WrestleMania. Defeats Shane. But Shane has no fear. Shane will do whatever it takes, and you listen to it, you know. You listen to what Shane was willing to do. Take a bump off the, just dive from Hell in a Cell, the top of Hell in a Cell. Undertaker moved out of the way and Shane just crashed through the table, and the table just, Michael Cole said it right, just exploded through their table. That table disintegrated under the body of Shane McMahon. What a match. What a match, what a war, what a battle. But like I said, The Undertaker, his WrestleMania legacy stays intact, and he wins another one at WrestleMania. And before we go, before we ride off into the sunset, You guys know the drill. I'm going to hit you with a little bit of pocket wisdom, a little bit of a gem. Today's moment is in. Mary Ann Radmacher said, "Courage does not always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow." Shane, man, yeah, you tried. Just try again tomorrow. But with that, that's some Zen for you guys. I am full of it. And until next time, I'll be back with more wisdom, more vitriol, and more of the Ace of Alone show. You guys take care. Have a happy Friday.
I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Cranes are arriving at the site of a deadly bridge collapse in Baltimore as part of the effort to reopen a major port.
Federal resources are focused on clearing a channel obstructed by debris from the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the massive barge that collided with it this week.
To go out there and to see it up close, you realize just how daunting a task this is. You realize how difficult the work is ahead of us.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says not only does Baltimore's port support thousands of jobs, it's also critical to the U.S. economy.
The port handles more cars and more farm equipment than any other port in this country.
President Biden has pledged federal funding to rebuild the bridge and says he will visit Baltimore next week.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Once the debris is removed, efforts will resume to recover the bodies of four construction workers who died when they plunged into the water. The bodies of two men were recovered on Wednesday. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is suggesting that former President Trump violated a gag order in his hush money case this week by posting disparaging comments about the judge's daughter and making a false claim about her on social media. Trump's lawyers say the DA's office is misinterpreting the order. Leonel Moreno, the Venezuelan influencer who has been posting on TikTok encouraging other migrants to squat in people's homes, is now in federal custody.
An ICE official telling Fox News one of their fugitive ops teams arrested him near Columbus, Ohio earlier today.
Fox's Bill Malugin. Moreno initially crossed into the U.S. illegally in April 2022. An 8-year-old girl was the lone survivor after a bus full of Easter pilgrims from Botswana making their way to a popular church festival in rural South Africa crashed off a bridge on a mountain pass and plunged more than 150 feet into a ravine before bursting into flames. America is listening to Fox News. Has been charged with attempting to shoot up a church in Northern Virginia.
Officials say 35-year-old Rui Zhang has been indicted by a federal grand jury. The jury said he was attempting to obstruct the congregants of the Park Valley Church in Haymarket, Virginia, in the free exercise of their religious beliefs. The indictment also said his attempted act involved a dangerous weapon and an attempt to kill. Zhang was busted last fall after a concerned citizen called police about his online posts. Officers found him at the entrance to the church during services, armed with a handgun and two full magazines of ammunition. Zhang could be facing life in prison. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Americans are more worried about legal immigrants committing crimes in the U.S. than they were a few years ago. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Overall, about 4 in 10 Americans say legal immigration to the U.S. is beneficial to the economy and culture, but that sentiment is down since 2017. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to say immigration is an important issue for them personally. The latest inflation reading reveals not much sign of relief from high prices last month.
Inflation numbers for February are mixed. The monthly increases for the PCE, Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, and the PCE excluding food and energy were smaller than expected, up 0.3%. However, the PCE index for the year ending in February rose 2.5%. That's a stronger reading than some estimates. The core PCE for the year was up 2.8%, matching forecasts and an improvement from the revised January reading. Also, Americans were spending more than expected in February. Personal consumption rose 0.8%. Incomes were up 0.3%.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
If you guys enjoyed that episode, do me a favor. Leave me a 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Audible.
or however many stars you think I deserve. And until next time, I'll catch your asses down the road.
Have a clue, what could that be? They tell me that I'm never gonna make it. They want me to do something that can make sense. They hate when I keep dreaming I'll be famous,
but I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna keep chasing.
They tell me that I'm never gonna make it. They want me to do something that can make sense. They hate when I keep dreaming I'll be famous,
but I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna keep chasing.
This life could be special if I get rid of the devils. They think that I am a rebel. I think they want me to settle. There's nobody on my left.